Now, I have a very interesting man on the line with me who's causing a bit of a storm in Dublin. Is that right, Ronan?
It appears so. It appears so, yes.
Now, the definition of a riot is that it's about civil disorder, Ronan. So I really am looking forward to chatting with you all about what's happening live at Vicar Street, the last final five shows starting off this Thursday. So I have Ronan Brady on the line with me, and you're part of the whole lineup here at Riot this weekend.
Correct.
Maybe I should just let the audience know. This is there's been various words used to describe this particular performance. Everything from a disorderly cocktail of wild theatre, gut punching, spoken word, banging jigs, slapstick comedy, and eye popping circus. It crosses the boundaries, or should I say, straddles the boundary of sort of popper culture, counterculture, queer culture, and high art. Ronan, you're on the Art Show with Near FM. Tell me what to expect. And of course, people have already enjoyed your performance last weekend. But what can they expect for people that haven't, as I always say, put down the remote control and left their cosy couches to come out and see the show? What can they expect this weekend?
The show is so unique that despite all those words that you use to describe it, we still have no idea what to expect, Mark. Last Friday night, the late show was, as a performer, was one of the best nights out that I've ever had.
Wow.
So if I was a if I was in the audience, I don't know what I would have felt, but yeah, it's got everything. I mean, most shows will generally bring together, similar people. I guess you might have a troupe of ballet dancers or a troupe of Irish dancers or whatever. But everyone in this show is so different, and it almost shouldn't work. But what ends up happening is the most magical show that you will ever come across.
It's certainly creating a stir. I mean, the reviews have been amazing. I mean, one of the reviews from entertainment.ie said, "Beg, borrow or steal a ticket. You've got to come and see this show. It's a love poem of hope from the heart of to the future." So it is really outside the box, this performance, isn't it? And it's an eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's a celebration, I guess. It's a celebration of Ireland in a sense, you know, but it's kind of has a cut and a dig at everything that everything is wrong with the place. You know, it's kind of like we've come a long way. We've done a lot of really good things, but there's still an awful lot more to do. And not to get too comfortable and like that civil unrest. There's a lot of things great about this country, but there's an awful lot more that could be great. While kind of having a dig at ourselves and maybe telling ourselves to wake up a little bit, you walk out the door with a real sense of hope and a real sense of, yeah, maybe we're not there yet, but by Christ, we're going to go out and we're going to get better, and I'm going to help Ireland to get better. And it really gives you a sense that we can do something or we can create something great.
Oh,
and it's a very unique feeling leaving a show, because often you just kind of consume and you leave and you go, yeah, that was good, but this one sends you out the front door and you really want to go do something. You're not quite sure what it is, but you really do.
It's saying that the show has the ability to provoke and subvert. It prods you and pokes you, but then it also soothes you and entertains you. So, wow, your emotions are like cast around like a waving ocean of a body of water, isn't it? I mean, you really do take the audience on a journey with you.
You run through so many emotions. I mean, you go from 1 minute from being literally heartbroken from Emma Kerwin's heartbreak piece, which has gone viral all over the world there in the last few months, and then your stomach is cramping with laughter from the Lord's Strut, who will follow almost immediately, you know, and you're exhausted coming out because you go through anger, you know, sadness, happiness, hysterics, Some stuff that you'll see on stage that you literally go, am I actually watching this? This is the most bizarre thing that I've ever watched. And some of the stuff that the Lord of Struts do is, you can only see it live.
You keep your clothes on. That's about it, I guess. Other than that, it's complete wild and theatrical.
It is magical. And like the music alone, I mean, I was only listening to some of the original tracks that Al McKelleher had put together to make a fantastic mashup of tracks that make up the music in the show, and some of it's almost unidentifiable in the show, and you're like, I kind of know this track, but I don't know where it is. And the music in itself is so good, and then what Philly and Jenny have done to bring everybody together and make something that almost shouldn't work absolutely work is unbelievable, really.
Now, you're being really modest here, Ronan, because you're amongst a whole lineup from an all-star cast, including the Queen of Ireland, Panty herself, as you said, Imrit Kerwin from Heartbreak, of course, the Lords of Strut, amazing. Megan Reardon from Once, the musical, which I have to say I've seen it myself and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, the lineup goes on and on. But you're in there yourself, Ronan. Tell us about what we can expect from you.
Well, I guess I bring some of the circus to the show. I'm an acrobat, I guess, and I do some aerial pieces and some ground-based pieces. And there's quite a small stage, and what's really good about the way the stage is set up, the stage is almost in the middle of the floor, so the audience is surrounding it. You're immersed in the show, but a lot of the circus you get to see right up in front of you, like it's almost within touching distance. So there's an aerial act, it's a beautiful aerial wheel piece to a Michael Harding monologue, which, despite how it sounds, is quite a beautiful piece.
Yes.
And then we've got a really special strap sack, which I suppose is one of the more special acts in the show, and I can't really say much about that. And we shed a lot of clothes, I guess. That's what happens. And then I've got a ground zero wheel piece, which is quite special too. Yeah, they're all really good acts, and I guess you're not going to see this level of circus in any other Irish Fair show at the moment. Mm-hmm. To have it there in Vicar Street right beside, you know, the majority of the population there in Dublin, I would recommend getting in to see it.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Sounds quite dangerous as well if you're doing acrobatics. I don't want to tell them what you were doing when I was chatting to you earlier. We're out in the garden doing his gardening, and then suddenly we're going to see you high above near the top of Vicar Street on the weekend. I mean, wow, what a contrast in lifestyle you have, Ronan.
Quite a contrast. I'm just heading down with my girlfriend here now to go look and get some horses as well down in Roscommon.
Wow.
We couldn't listen to the earlier part of your show because we can't pick it up down here. I was looking for it.
We're online. You can pick us up online. Yeah, 90.3. So it's the last five remaining shows. I do know it's selling out fast, so I really want to urge people to go online and to see if they can secure a ticket. Now, you have an early show and a late show. I think the Thursday and Friday, there's just one show each night. This Thursday at 8 o'clock, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, there's a show available, selling fast. On Friday, it's 7:30. But then you've got two shows, an early and a late, both on Friday and Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I guess if you're looking for somewhat of a wilder show, we found that the late shows have the audience tend to be a little bit looser and more willing to get involved in some of the more interactive parts of the show.
Okay, I'm coming to the late show then.
Yeah, the energy we get back from the late crowds is something special.
Oh, that sounds great!
Like Friday night late show just blew us all away.
Wow! I mean, I'm not going to tell the listeners what you said to me earlier. I mean, you summed up the evening in a very interesting way to me earlier. I don't know what I should say. Do you want to tell them what you said?
Gosh, can I remember?
That it celebrates individuals who perhaps...
That is the best part of the show. Like, yeah. We're all, each act or each individual within the show are all so different, and we really, in a sense, it doesn't make sense for us to be together in the same show. But what it does is it we really complement each other. Philly and Jenny brought all these different acts and different genres of theatre together, and instead of I guess censoring us or maybe telling us to kind of conform to complement each other, they really told us to go for it and to really be the best versions of ourselves, I suppose, and that really complemented every other act. You know, it really celebrates the individual and kind of just tells people that no matter what person you are, background you're from, you know, like that you as an individual are important. And and I think Ireland is getting to a place where everyone's becoming more and more accepted, you know.
Yeah.
And we're moving on. Moving on as a country.
I love it. I love it. I love it, Ronan. I think it's wonderful that you're part of this lineup and that you're part of this performance. And I think the fact that it is unashamed of what it's doing, and that it's that mixture of different culture with high art, and that it's almost like a playground, and it's bringing people, as you said, on a not only a theatrical journey but on a literary journey as well, and it's a little bit of politics thrown in there as well. I love that combination of, you know, making people think, maybe people feel, making them feel maybe a bit uncomfortable at times, and really having them go away with a lot of food for thought, and having to, you know, and inspiring them, and maybe making people move and change and ask why and ask questions. That's exciting.
Absolutely, yeah, and it really does kind of poke at us as individuals, you know, just because maybe we're comfortable or you're not struggling at the moment doesn't mean that these larger issues are going on in the country, and that, you know, you can kind of passively go, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. But, you know, if we don't all pull together, you know, nothing will change for the minorities, or nothing will change for the less off, you know.
Ronan Brady, thank you so much for talking to me. People can go to Ticketmaster to get tickets. They can buy online at ticketmaster.ie, or they can also phone the Ticketmaster telephone number to get tickets. I would say this is definitely this is something different. So thank you so much for chatting to me this evening. And I hope I picked an appropriate tune to follow this lovely interview, Ronan. I picked Kaiser Chiefs. I Predict a Riot. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for talking to me, Ronan. Have a great evening. See you on the weekend.